Let's just take a look at this story now. Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Ibrahim Patel has directed the International Trade Administration Commission of South Africa, ITAC, to consider the creation of a temporary rebate provision on chicken meat imports. Now, the director follows an engagement between Minister Patel and the Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development Minister Togo Didiza. South Africa is currently dealing with an avian flu outbreak, which led to the culling of more than 2 million chickens. Now, the impact of this avian flu outbreak has led to the depletion of locally available poultry, which could have a severe food security implication, as well as implication on the price of poultry and products associated with it. So for more on this, we join on the line by ITAC Chief Commissioner Ayabonga Tawe. Our very own Ayabonga Tawe. Good afternoon.
afternoon, Sakina, and afternoon to your listeners.
Ayabonga, firstly, could you please provide us with some details, first off, on the specific criteria or the factors that you will consider when evaluating the need for a temporary rebate on import duties for chicken?
Thank you once again, Sakina, for the opportunity. We've been directed by the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition to consider rebate provision to try and deal with a short-term challenge of availability and potential price impact on consumers of chicken. You would know nearly 7 million, or just over 7 million chickens have been culled since the outbreak was felt in many parts of the country. And what we would consider in the investigation, which we've been tasked with, and which we're hoping to get public comment on over the next 2 weeks, is to, in the first instance, consider to what degree this presents a supply shock that would necessitate a rebate that would be time-bound and effectively serve to, I guess, suspend the force and effect of some of the customs duties or import taxes that there would be on chicken products and different categories of chicken products. And really, I think that is the starting point. One, understand to what degree will this lead to a shortage of chickens in the marketplace, and by extension, what those availability challenges will mean for the price impact of the chickens. So the idea really is to try and see to what degree we can open this valve to allow imports on relatively more favorable terms to deal with whatever supply shortages might realize in the supplies and value chains of the chicken sector, in order to protect many low-income consumers for whom chicken is a staple protein from the adverse price implications of this outbreak that all of us are really trying to deal with and manage.
But then, of course, Ayabonga, there are, of course, concerns from industry players. They would, for example, look at the potential impact of including anti-dumping duties on this temporary rebate and how this decision is being evaluated as well.
Yeah. Look, it would be premature, Sakina, for us to indicate whether this would cover customs duties and anti-dumping duties that are in effect against different exporting countries. You would know that the anti-dumping duties deal with unfair trade and the landing of some of these chickens at prices below production. And so our investigation will have to consider whether it's both instruments or just ordinary customs duties. And that, you know, I think is a process we must allow to unfold. But suffice to say, I think we need to find a balance here. We need to strike a balance because this is a short-term supply shock that has massive implications, not just for the producers themselves, who are already facing all manner of other challenges, but also for consumers as well, who in all likelihood will find it more difficult to find chicken on the shelves. And so we have to strike a fine balancing act here and ensure that this doesn't open the possibility for further injury as a result of unfair trade arising from these imports. And so in a nutshell, the fine balancing act we need to strike is one between the interests of industry and continuing to protect and sustain capabilities in the supply chain, but also on the other hand, begin to mitigate the adverse price implications and the harm that that will visit on many households who are very reliant on this as a key protein source.
I think you've actually captured it perfectly. It's a balancing act because just reading up on some of what the industry players are saying, SAPA, for example, the South African Poultry Association, you know, they also concerned about the need, first and foremost, for the temporary rebates and raising all sorts of concerns around that and the justification for it. And of course, then there's the long-term issue of what happens afterwards with regard to price adjustments and how this is going to impact on that. And as you said, it's perhaps early days yet, but surely these are some of the concerns that you would have to take into consideration.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I think, you know, the beauty of the situation is that even before we start our investigation and consider the rebate, we go on a two-week process to consult with interested parties. Chief among those, of course, would be the domestic producers and the importers. And we would encourage the likes of SAPA and many others to make their inputs on the desirability, appropriateness, and even some of the intended and unintended impacts of this direction the minister has requested us to consider. And that's why the next 2 weeks, certainly starting from Monday, right through to you know, 2 Mondays from this Monday we've just left, we're hoping that those producers will be able to make meaningful contributions in the process. But we also want, Sakina, those who represent consumer advocacy groups to also weigh in, to also take the opportunity to comment, because we know that this measure has a massive distributional impact on consumer welfare. And it's important that we begin to get more and more of these groups contributing and making inputs into this process so that we can also receive that and also exercise our own professional judgment in striking this very fine balancing act that I've referred to.
And I'm hoping that, you know, we have people listening right now who would actually take this opportunity to make their input, especially with regard to the avenues that you've already outlined. But then, of course, there's the issue of a shortage of eggs as well. So just with regard to facilitating the importation of eggs, you know, fertilized or otherwise, is that something in your purview as well?
Well, this matter of the eggs is quite interesting, and it's something we certainly have, you know, noted. And I think there's a bit of misinformation out there. Let me clarify this, Sakina, for the benefit of our listeners. The fresh eggs, the import of fresh eggs is not subject to any import duty. So if you are importing eggs, for argument's sake, from Malawi into South Africa, you do not pay any duty, even if you are importing them from South Korea. You do not pay any duty. The only egg products that would attract a duty are those that are called dehydrated or powdered eggs, which would attract a duty, depending on which eggs they are, anywhere between 17% and 19%, depending on which is the source country for some of those eggs. So in that instance, in relation to the fresh egg shortage, there would not be a need for a rebate provision because there's no import tax as things stand on fresh eggs. And I think that that's something quite important for us to clarify.
Very interesting. So we will be keeping an eye on these developments. Please feel free, Ayabonga, to tell us how it's going and if there are any messages, you know, for people where they could possibly, how they could go about making their input. If you have that at hand, please feel free to give that.
Yes, we do. We would encourage them to go onto the ITAC website, on itac.org.za, and the Gazette notice is there with all of the details on how people can make an input. So that's itac.org.za, and they'll be able to find in the media releases page all of the information about how people can comment over the next 2 weeks or so.
Ayabonga Cawe, thanks so much for your time. ITAC's chief commissioner there, and it's going to be a very interesting role that they're going to play here. And it's important that South Africans make their voices heard, industry players, but of course consumers as well, as he said, wants to hear from the people who are actually affected by this as well, because there will be, you know, potential disruption, potential economic implications on either side. So let your voice be heard in terms of your views on this temporary rebate that is being considered. And you can go to the ITAC website and have a look and give your views there.